First, just a reminder that those are first and second graders reading. Pretty nice job. Good work, everybody. Nice work, first and second graders. Proud of all of you for your help. And thank you for your help at Mass this morning. Let's see who was listening to the reading today. First reading. There was a man in the first reading. What was his name? What was his name? William.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Mighty good friend of mine. I won't sing it for you. Jeremiah, the prophet, okay? Something bad happened to Jeremiah. What happened to him? Kind of some big words. We heard things like persecution, and what was the other one? Contrive? Was that a contrive? Was that in there? Contrive meaning they were plotting. People were plotting. What happened to Jeremiah in that first reading? What was going on? Let me ask a basic question. Was it a good thing that was happening to Jeremiah or a bad thing? Blair. Bad thing. Can you say more about that? Do you remember at all what happened? Can we remember? William, do you remember?
They killed him.
They didn't quite kill him, but they were very mean to him, right? There was a group of people that were surrounding him and saying, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. Basically, they were hurting him. What is it called when somebody is hurt or made fun of for the faith? What is that called? Do you guys know? It was one of those big words. I think one of you had it for the responsorial psalm. Patrick, do you know?
I think it's called persecuted.
Yeah, persecution. When you're persecuted. That's exactly right. Nice work. We can be persecuted. That's what the word means when some people are hurt because of their faith. And now, do you know that in the world today, there are Christians that are being persecuted, that are being made fun of, that are being hurt, that are being taken from their families even, because they are Christians? It's called being persecuted, especially for our faith, okay? So it could happen, and we pray it doesn't, but like Jeremiah, we want to be strong. Now, what happens when, say, a group of people at school make fun of somebody? What's that called? Yep.
Bullying.
Bullying, yeah. Now, I hope that never happens at St. Thomas Aquinas. It never should. Have you all seen me angry before?
No.
Have you ever seen me angry?
No.
Some of our parishioners, I don't know, you may have seen me angry or just really fired up in a homily. But our kids probably haven't. You know one thing that would really make me mad? Is if any one of you were being picked on. I'd really be mad. And I'd want to help you. And that should not happen at a Catholic school, right? We want to... Why shouldn't it happen? Why should there never be bullying or people being picked on? You know, sometimes we get in little arguments with each other one-on-one, or we have little rivalries, or we go after each other. But when it's a group of people against one person, that's bullying and should never happen. Why shouldn't that happen? Why is that not a good thing? Kindergartners are awfully quiet, which is a good thing, I think. Why is it not nice to pick on somebody else? Carly. Yeah, other people don't like it. Carly, would you like it if I picked on you all the time? Every time I saw you, I picked on you? No. I wouldn't like it, Carly, if you picked on me all the time. Do to others what you want them to do to you. That's what Jesus said. Why else? There's another really important thing. So that if you don't like it, you know, sometimes we don't like eating vegetables like Brussels sprouts or broccoli. We still should though, right? Because it's good for you. Even though we might not like it. That's a great reason. But why else? Why should we never pick on another person? Oh, it's deep. Talking deep stuff here. Think though. Why do you think? It's not just because we say so. How does God fit into this? Riley. God doesn't think it's right. Exactly. Each and every one of us, each and every one of you, are created by God. And you are good. And you are deserving of love and respect. And so that's why it would always be wrong to be picked on, for somebody to pick on somebody else. And so at a Catholic school, we really want to emphasize how important it is that we treat others well. And I'm so proud of you, because for the vast majority of the time, you do respect each other. It's really cool even now to see how our fourth graders and third graders are sitting with our kindergartners, right? And you guys all know each other. You can respect each other. And our older kids, third and fourth graders, you have to be good examples. If somebody's getting picked on, that you are the ones that say, no, that's not right. We don't do that here. And I'm so proud of all of you, again, for your behavior, for treating others well. So keep it up. When we make mistakes, we're here to show you how to love each other. Our teachers, self, and parents are here to show you how to love each other, treat each other well. But we follow people like Jeremiah and Jesus, who, even though they were hurt, they were strong and they did not hurt others. Yep.
I'm crying.
Oh, you do? And do you like that? Well, we should get that to stop, shouldn't we? Sometimes, you know, I sometimes get in trouble because I have a big mouth myself, meaning I talk a lot, and so I can maybe say something that I think I'm joking, or I don't mean to hurt somebody, and so that can help to just say, you know, I don't appreciate that. I don't like that. So we'll work on that, all right? In your class. Thanks, Olivia. It's a great example. Sound good? All right, let's stand and offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father.